Most of us have heard of the Rome-based community of Sant'Egidio for its work with the poor, for having brokered peace accords in war-ravaged countries, for having pressured the United Nations to pass a worldwide moratorium on the death penalty and run one of the most successful anti-AIDS programs in sub-Saharan Africa. Yet for all of its accomplishments, the community of Sant'Egidio sees itself primarily as a group committed to prayer. Yes, prayer, as Pope John Paul II remarked, is the community's constant spiritual source in its apostolic commitment. It's the foundation of the community's service to the poor and of its work for peace. It came as no surprise, therefore, to discover that two new books written by community members hinge on prayer, aiming to accompany the reader with the Word of God throughout the year.
The first one that you have under your eyes, which is The Word of God Every Day, 2010, as you can see from the date, 2010, the year, is something that started long ago. I think this is already the 12th edition of the book.
Claudio Betti is one of the community of Sant'Egidio's founding members.
We started long time ago trying to give to our members the possibility of praying together throughout the world. In time, this has become something which it is not only for our members, but it is extremely useful for many others. It's a very simple book. It is a passage of the gospel or of the scripture every day with a commentary. And that means that everybody can follow and read, and at least read a page of the scripture every day.
I noticed it starts with the first Sunday of Advent.
Yes, because it goes from Advent to Advent. The important thing is it really fits into the spirituality and the vocation of the community, because the Word of God has been the red line that has come that has accompanied the community throughout these 42 years. We have just celebrated the 42nd anniversary. And since the very beginning, reading the scripture was part of our vocation. It's profoundly inserted into the genes itself of the community.
This book, he says, is not only an aid to members of the community.
But I think it has become very important also for other people who want to have the Word of God as a companion of their life. And it is amazing. It was published in Italian. It is published in many languages, English, Spanish. And in Italy, it comes out on the first week of Advent, and at Feltrinelli, which is a totally secular bookstore.
Right.
It was for 2 weeks on the top 7 list. So it means that not only the members of the community went to buy it, but a lot of other people do.
Now, the community of Sant'Egidio is really well known worldwide, mainly, I think, worldwide because of its activity in brokering peace accords and in lobbying the government to push for legislation, I remember, against the death penalty,
yeah,
and that kind of thing. But at the heart of the community is really prayer, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, definitely. I think that every aspect of our concrete commitment towards the poor starts from prayer. And starts from a way of reading the gospel, which is a way of reading the gospel profoundly inserted into today's reality. I think that every single aspect of our activity or our actions, I don't like the word activity, of our service is definitely based on the Word of God. And you know, peace, well, whoever reads the gospel cannot but understand that the gospel is substantially peace. The first word that Jesus says to his disciple once he is risen is, "Peace be to you." And clearly there is something that crosses the old scripture talking about peace. But the same is service to the poor. Think only about the importance of the poor in the old scripture, but especially in the gospel. The Good Samaritan, the parable of the Good Samaritan. I remember when I joined the community, one of the first meetings was on the Good Samaritan. And what does it mean for us to meet the poor wounded person who is wounded at the side of our roads today? And that's clearly the basis of our life.
So it's a book that everyone can pick up and read. It's a book that we can put on our bedside table and look through at night after a hard
exactly.
day. It's written by Vincenzo Paglia, this specific, The Word of God Every Day, 2010. He is, if I'm not mistaken, the Archbishop of Terni.
Yeah, he's the Bishop of Terni, Narni, and Elia. And he used to be the ecclesiastical assistant to the community. He is the first priest that joined the community back in 1970, in the 70s. And as you know, Sant'Egidio did not have priests at the very beginning.
Right.
And
why don't you tell us quickly who set up Sant'Egidio and
it,
how?
It's a proper moment. It was, I told you, we just celebrated on the 7th of February the recurrence of the first meeting we had in the afternoon on the 7th of February 1968, when Andrea Riccardi, who was a young high school student, the last year of high school, gathered a group of 10 high school students around him and started to read the gospel and serve the poor. And that's how it started.
And how many people are members today, do you know?
Well, oh yes, I do know. Although being a member of Sant'Egidio is a fact of desire more than formality. We do not have a form of belonging.
Right, you don't make an application
form. No, exactly.
And so I
would say that we are about 16,000 members.
16,000?
60,000,
yes. Gosh, and that's worldwide.
Worldwide. I think that
it obviously responds to a need.
It does respond to a need. And in a way, I think we are not as big as other movements, of course, but we've always kept the idea of, we always wanted to be strongly as a family. So the community aspect is extremely strong in our community, in the sense that we want to know who's a member of the community. Although I think that in a way, we are much more than this, because the number of poor people we reach are immense. And I think we cannot say that Sant'Egidio is made up of a group of members and then the poor. I think that there is a unity between these two people, with these two groups of people. And in a way, we are a family together with the poor. And this is what the Pope said when he came to visit our soup kitchen on the 27th of December.
È per me una esperienza commovente di essere con voi, di essere qui nella famiglia di Sant'Egidio, di essere con gli amici di Gesù.
It was the first time in modern times that in the last two centuries that the Pope ate, not visited, but ate at the soup kitchen with the poor. And it was amazing, because he really said, this is like a family. I mean, I feel that here there is a family of the poor with the members of Sant'Egidio. And this, I think, is the real peculiarity of our community. The poor are not clients, but the poor are members of our family.
The other book just published by the Sant'Egidio community was actually written by the founder of the community itself, Andrea Riccardi. It's called the Sant'Egidio Book of Prayer and includes something of the community's history and its mission as well.
Well, the book is here too. It was born as an idea of telling our new members what the community is. And also how to do the small things of the community, what service is for the community, for example, what is prayer for the community. So the first part of the book, you would find a very simple and straightforward and basic explanation of what the community is and of what it means to be members of the community. So, for example, I like there is a part in which it says how to set up the prayer room, for example.
Right.
It might appear strange to write in a book what does it mean to set up a prayer room, but it is very important if you think that this book and the community is spread all over the world. So it needs to tell our members how much we have to create a welcoming environment for prayer, in a beautiful environment. For us, prayer is the most important thing of our day, and so it needs a beautiful place. So, for example, it says, well, put an image, so an icon or an image of Christ or of the Virgin, and put a candle witnessing the fact that the gospel is read, and then make it welcoming and beautiful for the people. So, for example, why the community sings at prayer? It answers to a number of questions that may be, they may arise from when you meet the community. And then the second part is the order of the prayer of the community, which has been developed in many years, and it has now found its form.
Yes, I see there are prayers for every day of the week, and then there are prayers for special occasions, there are prayers for peace, there are prayers for Easter, for Christmas. So it's really an easy book to dip into, and you don't have to read it from beginning to end.
Exactly. Well, that's the idea. It could also be a prayer book in the sense, the idea is the Santa Egidio Book of Prayer. So it is a prayer book, and it is very well done, and it has been prepared very well by our community in the United States that have also made the prayer in, I don't know how to say it in English, but so that it can be sang. So with the metrics.
Right.
So that it could follow.
It's sung prayer, yes.
Otherwise, you can translate our book of prayer that we use in Santa Maria in Trastevere or somewhere else in Rome. But at the same time, it sounds strange. But in this way, it has been metricized.
Right.
So that it can be sung also in English.
Claudio also told me that because the St. Egidio community has a long history of praying, things have changed throughout the years.
This is not a final prayer. I'm sure that we will come out with something else in the future, because prayer lives with the community and it does not, it cannot stabilize itself in a way. And the forms are very different. When I started, I remember we didn't have any book. We just read the scripture and tried to explain it to one another. But then, of course, when it became a daily exercise in the evening, it became, and we wanted to make it beautiful. That's why we have structured it this way.
These two books can be found in bookshops all over the English-speaking world, would you say, more or less?
I would say the Word of God Every Day, no. The Word of God Every Day has to be ordered.
Okay.
And they can write to our website.
Right. It's www.santegidio.org. Okay.
And the other can be found everywhere, and especially on Amazon, I would say.
Oh, and on Amazon, yeah. Of course. Okay, super. Thank you very, very much, Claudio.
Thank you very much.